You know it's the holiday season when you're flipping through the TV and you hear...
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas.
Wait, not that one.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Or that...
What do you recall the most famous...
That one. The Center for Puppetry Arts production of the 1964 Rankin-Bass Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, is larger than life.
Rudolph? Could it be that some of you are not acquainted with the story of Rudolph? Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
The story of Rudolph is this. Reindeer has red nose, doesn't belong, goes on journey of adventure and self-discovery with an elf who has his own problems.
I just don't like to make toys.
And the two misfits help to save Christmas and live happily ever after. The Center for Puppetry Arts production of Rudolph is slavishly faithful to the original.
It's an icon. And that was what was so wonderful, is rebuilding these for the live stage. I mean, why change the look? My name is John Ludwig, and I'm the artistic director for the Center for Puppetry Arts, and I sort of adapted this piece for the stage, the puppet stage.
A team of sculptors, painters, and other artists spent painstaking months creating more than 60 puppets, multiple versions of every character, from an 8-foot abominable snow monster to Santa to that red-nosed reindeer himself.
I mean, they were measured down to the millimeter for scale. They watched the video like over 100 times, frame by frame, because you could get a picture and you had to wait till they turned their head. Said that, oh, you can see the back of the head, and that's what the ear looks like, and the shape is here, and this is this positioning of this. All the costumes, all the facial hair, everything about them is exactly like the film.
It may be a tribute to a stop-motion special from 1964, but live, the show feels fresh and polished. On a multi-layered stage, the life-sized puppets sing, dance, and say their famous lines.
Rudolph, I think you're cute. I'm cute!
All the while, projected animations of snowstorms and stars add to the three-dimensional feel. It's like you're inside the Christmas special. On stage, the entire effect comes from just 6 people.
We're doing everything. A lot of people misunderstand because a lot of other theaters use, you know, they have a stage crew, they have a props crew, they have a running crew that's on stage. We have 6 puppeteers, and that's it. My name is Julie Scarborough. I'm the head puppeteer at the Center for Puppetry Arts. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I play Mrs. Donner, Hermie the Elf.
I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist!
And I often play the girl elf and the spotted elephant. A lot of times we have to move very, very quickly. We're on these little carts with little dolly wheels on them. They're very short stools that we sit on. Henceforth, we can kind of zoom very quickly, and you want to make sure that you're not going to zoom into another puppeteer or fall off your cart, which, you know, happens occasionally.
This production, the largest the center has ever done, takes pitch-perfect timing and organization with the occasional room for ad-lib, says artistic director John Ludwig.
We found it like in exit lines. Well, in the film, they just walk off screen. Here, they've got 16 feet to go before they leave. So they had to say something, and I love when Tim Sweeney just improvised when he was doing the coach.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
Right!
And he says, all right, Bucks.
Let's talk hooves, hygiene, and you.
And it was hilarious. I said, keep that. I said, it's so much like what the coach would say.
Have you seen your share of Rudolph the Christmas special on TV?
Yeah, I saw the first one when it first came out in 1964, and I was just amazed. I thought they were writing the story for me, you know, a misfit. I thought, oh my gosh, they understand there's misfits. I'm a misfit.
So it sounds like for you there's sort of a message here beyond, yay, it's Christmas.
Oh, definitely. That's what I liked about the film. It was all about fitting in, tolerance, bullying, about, you know, being accepted and accepting yourself and growing up. Just be nice to each other. And that's how much more Christmassy can you get than that.
In the end, just add the dentist elves and you're all set. For City Cafe, I'm Kate Sweeney.